Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Welcome to the family with
Tevin Pittman,
Alex Brant-Bernard Rasmussen,
co-host Catherine Brandt,
Andy Brant-Bernard,
Mike Bryant.
We will be right back in a couple of seconds, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two, and of course, the end of hour two would include Kostaki Economopoulos. We're right back with the family.
Dougie, what's new at my favorite Nissan stores?
Well, now that everybody's back from vacation, we can finally get to work.
Yeah, easy there, gunpowder.
Hey, at least you only took a week. J-Lo was gone darn near a whole month. Poor Dan Rush. Anyway, we got some great things happening at Coon Rapids Nissan and Walser Nissan in Burnsville. Read this, and you can add that cool DJ voice if you want to.
It's 2020 closeout month at Burnsville and Coon Rapids Nissan. Giant discounts and 0% for 60 months on all remaining 2020s. You also get Walser Care, a 10-year, 150,000-mile powertrain warranty for free.
Ah, music to my ears. I love the sound of a good DJ in the morning. But wait, there's more.
For the first time ever, you can get 0% for 60 months on the all-new 2021 Rogue. The 2021 Rogue is bigger, better, and faster than ever before. For more information on 0% interest on all these great vehicles, check out Coon Rapids Nissan and Walser Nissan in Burnsville and tell them Tommy sent you.
I'll just cut out the last bit.
Michael Bryant, Brad Sean Bryant, what's the latest?
We're just trying to represent people who have been injured through no fault of their own. We're trying to talk to them before they talk to an adjuster or before they take a settlement that isn't something they should get based upon their injuries.
How many people are out there in different, not in the law business, that love to run around scaring people before you even get to them?
Well, adjusters will want to settle cases, right, and they want to close files. So based upon that, they do what they have to. I think there's a lot of circumstances where they probably act as attorneys where they're not attorneys, and they try to explain people's rights, or they give them a certain view that if they look at it. And what I always say is this: if the adjuster really truly thinks the offer they made makes sense, they'd have them come see us, you know?
And that's exactly my question is, you have to understand who has the best, your best interest in mind, correct?
Well, you want to know what your rights are. You know, whether or not you decide you're going to hire us or not, that's a choice. It's a free consultation, and you want to understand what your all your rights are and what coverages you have.
And plus the fact, I hang out with you, so you got to be a good guy if I'm hanging out with you.
Maybe.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Bryant, Bradshaw and Bryant.
Tom Bernard here with my friend John Schwartz, co-owner of AAA Movers, a family-owned part of the Metro since 1964. John, this isn't your first barbecue or a rodeo, is it?
You know what, Tom? AAA Movers has been moving Minnesota for over 56 years. Our family business has gone from two trucks to over 50, and proud to say that we're the number one moving company in Minnesota. We believe our success has been earned with time and trust by our customers. Our number one referral is former clients. So maybe it's time you call AAA. If you or someone you care about needs to move from here or there, even if that there is on the other side of the country.
I wish I was moving today.
If you are, mention Tom Bernard or KQ, and you'll get a free moving box kit with every move, and you'll save $50 off with removal from junk luggers.
Your move is always triple guaranteed with AAA Movers. That's their price guarantee, safety guarantee, and satisfaction guarantee. Call 612-588-MOVE or online at aaamovers.com. AAA Movers, you may not move every day, but they do.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Kostaki Economopoulos is with us. We're talking all kinds of stuff, but I want to lead with, because I love Frances McDormand. I think she's a hell of an actor, no doubt about it. Does a good job. I thought Nomadland was a really good movie. But you have to hear Frances McDormand's reaction at the Oscars last night. You got it up, Andy?
I think so. Let's see here.
Give this one to our wolf.
Oh! Oh, she hit
well.
Starts howling.
Oh. That's awesome.
That's
it.
Yeah. That's
what does everything.
That even give this one to our wolf?
To our wolf.
Oh. Who is the wolf?
In the movie?
Standing.
I don't think there was a wolf in the movie. I don't remember a wolf.
Apparently,
it was a tribute to Michael Wolf Snyder, their sound mixer who killed himself in March.
Oh, an inside joke.
What? I guess.
Not really a joke.
That's a funny joke.
Not a funny
inside
joke.
Inside weirdness.
You know, when Kostaki dies, I'll do something really funny, too. What do you say, Kostaki?
Halle Berry stole her haircut from Emo. That's my...
You're not far off on that one.
Yeah.
I like that. That's a good comparison. I like that. That works for me. I don't know what the hell
I love Emo.
Emo's... God, I haven't seen Emo in years. Where is he?
He's in L.A. I see him about once a year. We have lunch or something. Yeah, I love that guy.
Always liked him.
Does he break character when you have lunch?
Yeah, but he's still super weird.
Well, yeah, but I understand the reason he doesn't do a lot of, like, appearances is because if he's in public, he never, ever breaks character, and that's a little exhausting.
Yeah, that's right. I actually asked him to do a thing with me, and he's very hesitant to do any media
Yeah, he sure is.
Well, he always comes in the morning.
He's exactly what you want him to be. He is quirky and brilliant and gentle and generous. He's exactly what you think he would be based on the character, you know?
I got to tell you a quick story. You're going to love this one, I hope, as much as I do. Emo used to come in and spend about an hour on the KQ Morning Show when he'd come to town. The last couple of years, that hadn't been the case. But he comes into Studio A because I was sitting in the studio at the time. So this is probably, 15 years ago. He comes and he goes, I need you to do me a favor. That guy's driving me insane. You got to do something. You got to get him the hell out of my studio. I look up, it's Gelfand.
Yeah.
Gelfand was driving him nuts. How does Gelfand drive anybody nuts? I mean, think about that. Probably corrected his speech.
Oh, I have had some of my favorite experiences with him. I did the Edinburgh Festival years ago.
Oh, Nemo?
And yeah, well, this story requires a little background. I was working with my girlfriend at the time, and we had a show that ran every night for 30 days, right? The festival is a month long. And so most people set up a show that's every night at the same time, and it runs for a month. And there's 2,000 shows all over this tiny little town simultaneously for a month. It's a really interesting place. So, and we were a part of the Gilded Balloon, so I had a little tag, and I could go to all the Gilded Balloon shows. Like there were hundreds that were under our little umbrella. And I was running around to shows constantly the whole month. I loved it. You'd see like a crazy sketch group from Melbourne and a hilarious, dark Irish comic, and then, you know, some crazy musical act from New Zealand. There were so many interesting comic things that you'd never heard of. So the very last night of the festival, Emo's show was sold out. It was across town. He wasn't in our group. But the very last night of the festival, I learned how the system worked. And I went to the ticket booth, and like 20 minutes before the show, they release a handful of tickets that weren't picked up by media members. And so I bought an Emo ticket. It was the only ticket I bought all summer. And I ran across town, and I watched Emo, and he was crazy and brilliant and exactly what I wanted. And I ran back, and I did my show. And after my show, I came down the stairs, and Emo goes, hey, you're very funny. He had just come over to watch our show. Totally by chance, on the last night of Edinburgh, we both, having never met each other, went to each other's show.
Really?
Yeah, and I ended up hanging out with him that night and talking shop about American comedy, and we became sort of, you know, friends is a strong word, but I talk to him, I hang out with him, he's asked me to do some gigs with him, and we've had lunch and dinner a couple times. I just love the guy. I think he's a national treasure.
Yeah, he's a great guy. Really nice man. Yeah, no getting around it. So, well, you know, most comedians, I mean, there are a couple of people like that. What's that Greek guy, Kostaki? That
Greek guy. Who doesn't know Greek? Right.
Say, Kostaki, are they starting to book more festivals now moving forward that we're kind of on the downslide of COVID and vaccines are coming out, or is it still kind of on hold?
Boy, that's a good question. It feels like it. I'm not as engaged in that universe as I once was. But, yeah, I think, you know, just in kind of watching my friend's social media it went from nobody had a show ever to more and more and more. I mean, it's clearly a slow up ramp. My first one is at Acme in July, so I'll come see you guys if you're around.
Oh, wow. God, we're going to be out of town that weekend.
The whole studio's going to Florida.
Yeah.
I
didn't even ask the day. Well, but the second
Is LaGrasse going to be open by then?
Good God, we hope so.
I certainly would hope so. It would be a nice thing.
I could use a soft egg and lobster bouchette.
Yeah.
I could use that.
That's right.
Lobster eggs, but I also would love one of those.
So good.
It is awfully good. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
No
that's
question.
That's where I met Michael Bright, I believe.
That is true.
Yeah, that's right. There you go.
That's true.
That's how good an advertiser you are, Tom. I was listening to the ad while I was on hold. You make doing business with Michael Bryant sound like a good idea.
I lie once in a while, you know, just how I am. Just prevaricator. You know what I'm talking about.
So how many phantom picks are the Atlanta going to be making for their trade in June?
Oh, here we go.
I'm not taking a rip. I just wonder how many of these – because they can't trade Julio Jones until after the – I think it's August, I think.
I was just reading that article. The presumption is they won't move him until June.
So they'll be making draft picks that are sort of going to be theirs.
Oh, you mean they're gonna do something for someone else and then make a trade later?
That's, correct.
That's
that's possible.
Do they want Kirk Cousins?
We'll see.
Or does anybody want Kirk Cousins?
Exactly. Anybody who wears socks with sandals.
So I'm hyped about the draft. I've been doing a lot of research on the little details and the things people are looking at, and I kind of went back and did a little the old school research. The NFL draft has been held annually since 1936, like Jimmy Carter's penis.
Oh, that's really sweet.
Held annually.
Happy birthday, Jimmy.
Boom.
So it's only on the birthday for old, what the hell was your name again?
Rosalind.
Rosalind Carter. There you go, Rosalind.
That's right.
That was like, she seemed very pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
I think so, right? She was sort of before first ladies were traditionally super active in the political sphere.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
Nancy Reagan, she was pretty active too.
Yeah, she was.
She sure was. George W. Bush's wife wasn't. I can't even name her.
Laura.
Well, Laura had her own little school issue going on.
That's right. She did a little bit of a crusading, I think. Yeah.
But those were all after Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, so, right.
The only one before that would have been active is Eleanor and Woodrow Wilson's wife, who was president for a while.
Yeah, basically.
Was she the one that messed up everything? Is that it?
Who?
Is that what you're saying?
Woodrow Wilson's?
Yeah.
He had a stroke or a heart attack or something.
Yeah.
Was it her fault?
She used to bring stuff into his room and it'd come out signed.
Really? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Boy, I've never pulled that. I mean, Catherine and I.
Joe from Louisville wants to know when you're coming back to Louisville.
Oh, you know what? I just exchanged an email with those guys recently. Hopefully soon. Maybe fall. We'll see.
There you go.
We'll see. Yeah, I love that guy. He always comes with his Vikings gear, so he's easy to spot.
Well, he's also like 6'3", 6'4", and about 270.
Yeah, that's right.
So he's pretty easy to pick out of the crowd.
That's right.
The guy that's moving everybody out of the way.
Yeah, get the hell out of my way. Yeah, that kind of guy.
So in the 40s, some NFL teams started using scouts, and the success of those teams led to all teams using scouts.
Oh.
Which, how did they get players before that? This is my friend Mitch. He can throw the ball. You're hired, Mitch.
Yeah. Good plan.
I think that's the system the Bears still use.
Yeah, the Vikings, too. Don't worry about the Vikings.
Did football have geographical rules like baseball where they owned everybody in their area?
That was different. Yeah.
That was for a time. You got everybody who was in this certain area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which kind of worked for the Yankees.
Oh, is that right? That's probably way back. That's like 20.
Yeah.
Well, that's why the New York Yankees have won like 75 World Series because they had all the players.
That's not fair.
No, it's not.
The NFL's more socialist. We have the worst teams take the best players the following year, right? Right. We want it to be
that's
parity.
Right. Yep, exactly. Yeah. Never worked for the Vikings.
The NFL draft routinely gets better ratings than the NBA playoffs.
Wow.
Really?
That doesn't, yeah, really, it's a
isn't
big
that
deal.
Amazing?
Yeah. Well, because yeah, the draft just is, symbolizes hope for every team.
Yeah.
Like, we're gonna get this player, and he's gonna be the greatest Hall of Fame player we've ever had.
Right. Yeah, and it's not basketball, so that's a plus.
Yeah.
Ooh. Hey, how's LeBron James doing? He's real popular these days.
He's doing all right. Yeah, he's all right.
To shut up, maybe after once.
This year, the draft is in Cleveland. Now that the Browns finally have a quarterback, I think the opening ceremonies in Cleveland should be a pinata labeled franchise quarterback and have a blind general manager swinging at it badly with a walking stick.
That's nice.
To the Benny Hill music.
Poor Cleveland.
That would be...
Benny Hill music. People know what that is.
That's that music.
What's actually the Sackety Jacks?
Yackety Sacks.
Is that kind of like Yackety Sacks. Yeah. Kind of like that. Yeah.
Kind of like that. Yeah. My dad used to watch that show.
He did?
Mm-hmm. Benny Hill.
Laugh his
funny.
Ass off.
Oh, yeah.
I used to watch that as a kid.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We watched Benny Hill.
I thought it was funny.
It's nothing about, it's like, all it is about grabbing nurses' asses and stuff like
that's
that.
That's why it's
really.
Funny for me.
So this is Benny Hill? Is this funny?
Yeah.
Tune
yeah.
in, Kevin.
Really,
tune it in.
It's, it really is, I don't even know what kind of humor it is anymore.
It sounds fun. To see that now and see how it holds up.
Yeah, I don't know if it would hold up now that you talk about it.
No. Yeah. Yeah. A hard no.
Kostaki would like it.
yeah, well. You have to enjoy art in its time.
Yes.
Catherine,
yes, you do.
Trevor Lawrence has already bought a house in Jacksonville, is on a private school's waiting list for his yet unborn children. But ESPN wants us to believe we're not sure what the Jaguars are going to do with the first pick. We'll see what happens on Thursday night.
Right, and well, didn't
I
Jack?
Can't see it.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was saying, did Jacksonville like the fans like bought everything on his wedding registry for him, like
right.
ahead of time, like donated a bunch of money to his charities? So yeah, they're already all in on Trevor Lawrence.
They're all in, and he and his wife have re-donated that amount and more back to the Jacksonville charity.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
And even,
that's great.
And even tweeted, I hope to be a part of your community soon, which, you know, that's about as much as he could say.
First pick quarterback has worked out real well over the past. So.
Except for the Vikings.
Yeah.
It's never. It's,
it just doesn't do well, does it?
It's a tough deal.
Well, so are football players allowed to choose their own team?
No.
Well, they hold out, or they. Yeah. They say that they're either going to go play baseball or they just simply aren't. So there's some that have been able to force trades. Mm-hmm. So like a couple
Manning
different times, Eli Manning, Elway, different people have done that.
I like the idea that playing baseball is the NFL equivalent of a temper tantrum.
Yeah.
I'm running away to play baseball.
Well, and multiple athletes. Their athletes are capable of playing. Well, LeBron James could have got drafted like three things and... Yep. You know,
and,
so.
And especially with baseball, because they get paid so much more than NFL players. So when they say, like, oh, I'm just going to go try and play baseball, they're like, take it actually seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what, what's his what?
Deion Sanders
Deion
played
Sanders
baseball, Bo Jackson.
Yeah.
Bo Jackson.
Bo Jackson was
Shaq
really
played.
Good.
Shaq did?
No.
No.
Yeah. Michael Jordan did.
Michael Jordan did.
I missed that one.
Shaq did something
Shaq tried to be a police officer.
What?
Shaq was trying to be an undercover detective.
Undercover?
And
I
remember
everybody
was going
so
crazy.
So stealthy.
Because they're like, oh, officer, no, I have no idea. You're Shaquille O'Neal.
What?
He's 7 feet tall. And
he's a gigantic person. How could he be undercover? Nobody.
I have heard, never met the guy, never talked to him, but I heard he's one of the great guys out there.
That's Shaq?
Perkins at the Super Bowl.
Really?
The Super Bowl was here. He was across the Perkins and seemed like he was a happy chap.
So there's only two in Perkins?
No, there was lots of people back then.
I love
there was
Perkins.
Lots of people in Perkins.
Perkins used to be like fantastic.
I loved Perkins.
Perkins
is
still
going
fantastic.
Away.
It's just
Perkins
not many
is
people
still
there.
Good, just nobody goes there.
One on the 50th in France.
The
that one's still there.
Yeah, one's still
I've
there.
I've ever been to Perkins is when I drove drunk college
friends to Perkins.
Oh, wow.
The pause after drunk?
Drunk.
I'm like, what? Michael Bryant is right here.
Didn't we tell you to take Ubers when you did that?
I actually slapped a guy across the face at the Perkins at where Lat 14
You slapped him?
Oh, my God,
you, like,
Tom.
Slapped him? Was it like the backhand slap?
No, it was right across. Wham! Because look, my mother was a waitress, and this guy insulted his waitress like three times and then threw the food back
in
her face.
So why didn't you punch him?
Ought to kill them.
No.
Because he's a gentleman.
That's because I'm.
Because he was
nice
a tiny little old man. That's why I didn't punch him.
He's about 100 years old. No, I can't watch somebody do that
to another human being. Duel.
I can't do it. Mm-hmm. I can't sit and watch that.
You can't, yeah.
Oh, threw it right in her face.
I could never do that job. I could never wait on people.
No.
Oh my God.
Oh,
because
no.
of that kind of thing, so I would be, I'd be charged with murder because I'd kill somebody.
I mean, I'd scream at most people.
I've wanted to slap Kostaki, but I never have. You know.
I also nice have... to the waiter?
Yeah, no.
What?
The waiter was your buddy. So he was nice to the waiter when we went to dinner with him.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Mm-hmm. That's very true.
I was a Cracker Barrel waiter back in the day.
You were? Wow. A Cracker Barrel? Yeah. I love it.
I had a brown apron with a cursive gold Kostaki sewn in.
Oh,
fancy.
They charge you extra for the extra thread that it took to touch that.
Economopolis. We don't have that much thread. What are we going to do?
They would actually send those out to, like, a grandmother somewhere, and they were all different. Like, they would all come back with kind of different handwriting because they weren't done by a computer or whatever. They were by a person.
Hand-sewed lovingly by a grandma.
Wow. Yeah, that's by a grandma. Cute. Betsy Ross was her name.
Cottage industry. I like that.
Mm. You weren't allowed to have an earring if you worked at the Cracker Barrel?
No earrings. I remember when you couldn't have tattoos as a server, but now, of course.
Oh, yeah. It used to be like you couldn't have tattoos. Yep. Your hair couldn't be dyed.
Right.
Like, earrings couldn't be this
over the top.
Your hair
couldn't be dyed?
Like, it could be purple. Like purple or yellow or whatever. It had to be like a traditional color hair.
Yeah. Well, some tattoos are unappetizing.
Well, yeah.
And some piercings are unappetizing, I have to say. I've looked at people and I'm like, I can't look at this person.
I've never seen anybody with a nose ring with a booger hanging from it, so that's good.
Okay.
That's not something I'd want to see.
I went to a restaurant once and the guy had a mustache that it like went really long.
Oh, that's
gross. You know, it like just was the mustache, and then it went like really long.
The Fu Manchu thing?
Yeah, and then I went back to that restaurant with the same friend, and we had the same guy, but they had to wear masks, and I was like, thank God.
Yeah, there's like a little mustache bra that they're supposed to wear. Especially in the kitchen. Yeah, they have to.
They have
if you have facial hair.
Yeah.
I would hope so.
I just remember he was like leaning over our food, and I was like, oh my God.
Well, you know.
The mustache just dips into like your
soup. Like some facial hair looks a lot like the other kind of hair that you don't want to see in your food.
I don't want to see any hair.
That hair's okay.
No matter where it comes from.
Not a pube.
It's more protein. It's fine.
Well,
can I tell?
Wait just a minute. Is that Catherine going into the pants?
Catherine going into the pants.
For like
it's
the third
it's Monday.
Time
it's Kostaki Day. I guess
it's
that's
Kostaki
what we do.
Day.
That's what we do. To go into the pants.
Mind over the turntables.
Can I tell you the dog's favorite waitress joke?
The dog's favorite?
The dog. My buddy the dog is dead.
I know,
he died young. Another friend of mine who died young, but guy's in a restaurant, orders a bowl of soup. The woman comes out, she's got her thumb in his soup. He's looking like, God, that's weird. You got her thumb in my soup. Whatever, maybe slipped. Brings out the next course, her thumb's in that food too. He's like, oh God, finally, he's going to have dessert and get out. She brings out the dessert, her thumb's in the dessert. And he goes, what the hell is wrong with you? All three of my courses, you brought them out, your thumb was stuck in my food.
I'm going to make a prediction in my mind, and I'll tell you if it's right.
Okay. And she said, well, I hope you understand that I went to the doctor, and I've got an infection in my thumb, and the doctor told me to keep it moist. And he says, well, if you want to keep it moist, why don't you shove it up your ass? And she goes, well, I do when I'm in the kitchen. Well, was that your prediction?
My prediction was going to be that she had a fake hand and she couldn't feel it.
Oh, well, yeah. That would have been another good
one. That would have been the only excuse that would be valid there, I think.
Those are the best types of servers, like the older, crotchety old woman that just will talk shit back to you.
What do you want? I love those older women, you're right.
I think the word moist would have, I'd been done.
That's all I need to hear.
Use that word. I'm
another
done.
Unappetizing word.
Please
moist.
Never speak it.
Moist, moist is the
keep your infected thumb moist. That usually is not how it works.
No.
Yeah, you
no.
do. You keep it moist, don't you? You don't want it to dry up.
Flipping Band-Aid on it. That's what you do.
You're supposed to
keep it out of your food.
Yeah, shove it in a bunch of random food. That's the best thing for infections. Yeah,
chicken wild rice soup. Put it right in there.
Stir it's a well known treatment.
Anyway, Kostaki's still on. I don't know if you guys know that.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yes, hello. We digress.
Because I'm enjoying it.
It is NFL draft week, so we got to do a few jokes about that, right?
Okay.
Everywhere I look, there are mock drafts. They call them that because people who do a lot of them deserve to be mocked, which sounds to me like a Yakov Smirnoff joke.
It kind of does. Yeah, we could do. We could take
Atlanta,
a break. Can you stick? Can you stay with us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why don't we take a break and come back? You have an entire segment to do the draft. What do you think?
All right.
I love it.
I'll do it.
Kostaki Economopoulos, the entire second part of the second hour.
No pressure.
Kostaki. We'll be right back.
Tom here for Shift Real Estate. Last year, about this time when we were making plans for Key West, I met the folks from Shift Real Estate. And when I heard the Shift story, it made sense to me. It made sense to my kids, and it makes sense to pretty much everybody that's heard about them. Shift Real Estate saves home sellers thousands of dollars on real estate fees. How do they do it? Shift lists for a flat fee of $5,000. You work with a full-time salaried agent. They take professional photos and videos of your home, list it on the MLS, and market your home online, all for a $5,000 flat fee. Call Shift Real Estate and tell them about your home. Tell them that you heard me talking about it, and they will tell you how you can save $10,000 or more when you list with Shift. It's the common sense way to sell your home. Visit shift2sell.com. That's shift, the number 2, sell.com. Because life is expensive enough.
Northern Metal Fab, right off the interstate in Baldwin, Wisconsin, is a custom job shop specializing in large-scale projects. Northern Metal Fab is now hiring for all positions, including welders, painters, and inspectors, to provide quality craftsmanship to their customers. Northern Metal Fab is growing, and their growth is your opportunity. Northern Metal Fab offers competitive pay, excellent benefits, and more. Apply online today at nmfinc.com. That's nmfinc.com. Northern Metal Fab is the equal opportunity employer.
Hey, it's Tom again from my friends at Profile by Sanford. Danette, Kelly, and the gang. Spring is here and warmer weather means less layers of clothing, and you know what that means. You can't hide the COVID-15 or more you added on under that bulky sweater anymore. My COVID-19 is more like COVID-35. But not to worry, I have the solution. Now is the perfect time to join Profile. Profile was developed by doctors to take the guesswork out of sustainable weight loss. Profile is simple, effective, and a certified health coach is with you every step of the way, which really helps me out because, you know, I need all the help I can get. I've got Danette, my personal coach, keeping me on the straight and narrow. I joined Profile, and I'm beyond glad that I did. I really am. I feel great. Profile worked for me, and it can work for you, too. Listen, I'm most sincere when I say you can do this. Visit ProfilePlan.com to find a location near you. That's ProfilePlan.com. Tell them Tom sent you. Mention promo code KQRS at your consultation for additional savings. See ProfilePlan.com, promo code KQRS.
I guess Tom was not kidding. It's the Kostaki.
Yeah.
He left. He's gone.
Segment.
He's
gone. Oh, he left. Oh, he's just like, economy's got it.
Carry the show there, Kostaki.
Got a quick announcement.
Ixnay the Tom.
A quick announcement.
A quick announcement.
They do. Okay. A little bit of advice for everybody out there in the world.
Oh, my God. Is it something about pooping in the bathroom?
It is.
Oh, for the love of God.
I walked in there for the second time today. First time was at about 9 o'clock this morning. I walked in there just now. What the hell are you people eating on the weekends? Is what I want to know.
I'm drinking.
They go into the men's room. I go in there. It's like, thank God I'm wearing a mask. I don't know what the funk that is.
So you went in there twice.
And there were people dropping a deuce both times.
Oh, okay. I was just...
What are the odds? What are the odds that people are pooping in a restaurant?
It's a shock. It's a true shock.
All right. So, sorry. I'm out of the way now. Kostaki Economopoulos. Kind of quick snaps. This is kind of quick snappy, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a little quick snappish.
I like it. Works for me. So, what's happening?
The Big Ten poll of the NFL offseason news this week. It's exciting.
Love it.
I keep seeing all these NFL draft do-overs. This is the season when you see those kind of things. Like, if we did that draft again, Patrick Mahomes would be taken number one. Like,
right.
All right. I have a few do-overs in life. Like, yeah, I should have taken her completely off my draft board. I don't know why.
Oh, here we go.
I should have traded down for more draft capital. some of the big prospects will not be attending the live draft. Which kind of rubs me the wrong way. Do you know how many drafts I had to endure in backyards all over Georgia as a boy? You know, you got to stand there while they're picking teams and face the music no matter what happens.
Yeah, true.
Great, I'm last again. All right, fine, let's play. We didn't have a chance to build chemistry between the quarterback and the wide receiver. We just picked these knuckleheads, throw them all together, and then we go play. We had to draft almost every day for a while there.
It should be.
The Packers GM is named Brian Gutekunst.
What?
No.
Yeah, Gutekunst. Yeah. That's his name.
That's bad.
What?
That's not a good name.
That's one of the only names you could, I look down my long Greek nose and say, that's a tough name.
Yes.
yes, exactly. I love
that's
that.
That's one of the only names that could lead a high school kid to say, I wish I had an easier name like Kostaki Economopoulos. Gutekunst. Good luck to you, kid.
It's Gutekunst, by the way.
Is that right?
Yeah. Gutekunst? Yeah, Gutekunst. Yeah, because we had Coach Gutekunst before.
That's more foreign and less terrible. Yeah.
For the sake of a bit, just keep pronouncing it the way
you are. Yeah, it's a bit.
If you're going to make fun of someone's name, you might as well mispronounce it.
Yeah, that's right.
See, he would enjoy the American League West.
Testicles.
Yeah. Tell him the American League West.
Did you see the American League West in baseball this week?
No, what happened?
It was, first was the A's, second was Seattle, and then we had Houston. And then the Angels, and then in last place was Texas. Got it?
Yeah.
A's, Seattle. He's not putting the letters together.
Sound it out.
Oh, I didn't know that was a letters game. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm ready. I didn't know it was a letters game.
So.
Ass hat.
Ass hat.
There you go.
See, I knew you'd laugh at that.
That's a funny word. I did a fill in the blank over on All Pro Lines. At All Pro Lines, by the way. Come join me for football fun. In the NFL draft, I want my team the blank to blank. And I got two that I thought were very interesting for this call in particular. Matthew James said, in the NFL draft, I want my team, the Vikings, to draft comedians for their offensive line so it will be laughable on purpose.
Huh. That's a good plan.
It works.
And Thomas Fuller said, I want my team, the Falcons, to dodge the draft and run off to Canada. So, yeah. The Rams, in the run-up to the draft, traded two first-rounders and a third-rounder to get Matthew Stafford. The last time L.A. gave up so much for so little, they paid Magic Johnson to host a television show.
Oh, God, remember that two-episode special?
Yeah, that worked.
No, I don't.
Oh, God, was it bad?
Was it bad?
Oh, it was bad.
Yeah.
Chevy Chase's wasn't better.
He's a good guest, but not a good host.
Right.
The NFL has relaxed some rules about numbers for the different positions, but they won't let Detroit have any numbers above 500. Huh? Because they're... Always sad.
I like how you're double pumping on your own delivery.
I don't know.
That works for me.
All right. One last chunk here. This is the season when we worry about draft busts, right? These high-profile players end up not really making it in the NFL. And you spend all this draft capital on them. My favorite one of all time is Jamarcus Russell, right?
Oh,
2007.
God. Oh, God.
The first overall pick to the Raiders.
Yeah.
Now, for you non-sports fans, you don't know this. But this is really a true story. Coaches didn't think he was watching the film that they would send home with him. So one time they handed him film at the end of the day that were blank tapes.
Oh.
And he came back and said he watched the blitz packages the next day.
Yep.
That's entrapment.
So if you go to Jamarcus Russell's Wikipedia page, the one game that they highlight is the second to last game of the season where he had a perfect record going for where you pick the winners each week. You know, you had to pick, and you can only use one team once.
Yep.
His best game of his whole friggin' life, only good game he had in the NFL, knocked me out of that. I'm bitter.
How much did he get paid? Because back then it was where rookie quarterbacks were getting the outrageous contracts.
Yeah, so he essentially the rookie wage scale.
Yeah, he essentially like robbed them of
39 point something million. Yep. Almost 40 million.
And he never had a good. He had
no. One good game. One good game.
All he needed. Walk away with all that money. Michael's raging.
No. They kind of, well, people always say when they win the lottery, they're going to quit their jobs. That's what Jamarcus Russell did.
Exactly. Yeah, because he
gave me $40 million for every joke I've written so far. Cool, but I don't know how good the jokes are going to be after that. Then later, he got in trouble for purple drink, which has codeine in it.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yep. That's right. Purple he did have that issue.
You can buy codeine over the counter in Canada. Even this guy's drug career was a disappointment. Your giant failure was $40 million. Get a real drug problem.
Well, it's hard to argue.
That's the closer.
Kostocki.
There you have it.
I responded. I want you to notice that I responded when everybody else stabbed you right in the back.
Get a real drug problem.
I laughed.
What I...
She did.
I should have gone to the pants there for the closers. Probably.
Yeah.
Should have gone into the pants.
It'll all work out in the end. No problem. No problem. Kostocki, we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, we'll talk about what happened in the draft. Good luck to your Vikings and not so much to your Patriots.
Oh, well.
See which quarterback they walk away with.
It's going to be interesting.
Come get one. There's one available at number 4. Come make a trade.
God. Kostocki, have a good week, Pally.
You guys, too. Thanks so much.
Thanks. Have a good day. Kostocki Kalamopoulos, kind of a quick snaps, since it was the
longer
NFL
snaps.
Draft.
Extended snap.
Yeah. Extended snaps. I just saw this headline. I'll give you another reason why I love this man. A great actor, a very nice person. Never met him, never talked to him, but I understand he's a really nice person. When Anthony Hopkins won the Best Actor Oscar last night,
mm-hmm.
he was asleep.
Yeah,
yeah. The next morning he gave.
Well, isn't he like
130? Thank you speech.
No, he's not 130.
Yeah. Oh, he wasn't there.
No, well, yeah.
No, he wanted Bozeman to win.
Most were.
But he did, and he gave a really nice speech in the morning. You know,
he's 83.
What is he even?
I mean, for Father.
Father. Oh, great
it's
movie.
A really
yeah.
good
oh, wait,
movie.
That's
really
the dementia
movie.
One?
Yes.
Yeah.
Pass.
Yeah.
So. Well, not to mention, he's English, so what time would that have been in the UK?
Oh, yeah.
When was the Oscar? I don't even know what time it was.
It was last night. It'd probably been about 10 o'clock he got it.
Yeah, that would have been like 4 o'clock in the morning.
But I thought they were pre-recording a lot of the acceptances, weren't they?
No, because they don't know that they got it.
Yeah, they don't know
ahead
of
time.
Oh, I had heard.
It's
they
a
got
surprise.
Yeah. So, Borat wouldn't have been able to.
They couldn't act surprised. Those actors.
I'm not surprised. 83-year-old was asleep at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. In England.
Yeah, that would be.
He had to watch Golden Girls and go to bed.
Exactly.
But he was up early giving a speech.
Yeah, he was.
He was out in the moors giving that speech, and
maybe he doesn't give a flying lip about the Oscars.
God, that final scene in that movie is so heartbreaking.
Oh, his mom.
Even harder pass.
Oh, God, that was hard to watch.
I think we can all guess
just
what the final
that
scene
it was,
is.
The thing that I liked about it was just the way that they filmed it, that they went in and out of his reality.
Yeah,
because
you couldn't
really
figure out what was real.
Right. That's how they live. It's
how
well
I live, you know.
I'm so glad.
Where
that
am I?
We all live on Planet Tom, you know that.
I thought they'd do more with the daughter that died. I thought you'd find out some more about her.
Yeah.
But that overall is a really, it's a good movie. But it is weird trying to figure out,
wait a minute.
You know, and,
That's true.
She really moving? What's happening?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she moved to Paris, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, no, I'm not moving to Paris. I'm not moving. But it's like, what the hell is going on?
And she's living with some guy who doesn't even...
know him.
Doesn't even know him.
I know. What a hell of a
and
movie.
And when the guy slaps him?
Yeah.
Yeah, so. You don't even know if that really happened. I think it did, but you don't know.
No, I don't think it did.
You don't know.
I could have. Maybe.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. That was the whole thing.
Pretty damn good lineup, though, for Nomadland and The Father and Minari. And there are a lot of good movies this year. There really were for no...
seen a single one of them.
Well, the top movie now is made $22 million.
Love Minari. Yeah. Those kids are so damn cute.
I do love kids.
Next year, is nobody going to win something?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, Mike. Nobody. The great acting of... Yeah.
Sansfer loved that movie.
I thought it was great.
It was good.
Yeah, not great. You're right. It was good.
I mean, I still want to know what town in the United States has that many Russian mobsters.
They got a lot of Russian mobsters.
They were coming out of everywhere.
It's like, nobody is a movie with...
That I did not see.
Yeah,
you didn't. That I refused to see.
Yeah.
You know, at least in Taken, they had to come from the Ukraine. No, came over.
Right.
Where
right.
here suddenly they were just like down the street.
They were. No, they absolutely were.
Like, where was that nightclub where they're all speaking
that
Russian?
Guy? Yeah, where was that? So. That guy was scary, though.
He was.
He did a very, very good. What's Jude doing now?
He's looking very sad.
I'm
in the corner.
Didn't hear the bell ring yet.
He wants to pee in the bed.
It's 6:01.
Oh, that's why.
Like, we usually go later than 1 on Mondays.
Yeah.
Is that me?
And we started late.
Did we start late?
Yeah, we started a little late.
Andy wasn't even here.
They closed my exit, so I had to take like 15-minute detour.
They closed your exit? Too.
Which exit?
The exit, like... If you go to get on Cedar Lake, it's like closed.
It's closed?
I had to go all the way down to Minnetonka to Louisiana and then...
Oh, nice.
I go down to Minnetonka from up in New
Hope. Minnetonka Boulevard.
Yeah, because they closed the exit and I didn't know ahead of time.
They closed the exit to get to here.
Well, sure. He had to go, wow. Like, I got off on West something and like tried to circumnavigate through all these houses. I took a very long detour. Yeah.
That's why you need Waze.
Well, I was like,
I looked on Google Maps and it wasn't even in there. Like, they didn't have
the... Sometimes they don't have the closures.
Well, I think this must have been like a crap kind of thing. Yeah.
I think something's happening because, I mean, they must have just released a bunch of money because there's a bunch of roads
all
the time.
That's true.
Yeah. That's very true.
That's
this
time of year anyway.
Yep, it is.
So, 94. They've been putting a new exit in 94.
Where?
L.A. Nick. Your guy's old house is going to get an exit.
Oh, they're finally doing that? Oh, my God.
That's incredible that you get an exit off a highway like that.
Yeah.
Well,
they've been working on that for, I think 25 years. They've been wanting
that's true.
Exit.
But Dayton is like so much more, it's much bigger, different. And the property values are much higher than they were.
Yeah,
all these people had to drive,
Do you know how fast
you had to drive
that road
10 miles out of your way just to get on the highway. It was stupid.
That road's going to end up being a speedway.
Oh, yes, it is.
Yeah,
they're going to need to put in those roundabouts.
Yeah, roundabouts would be good.
That's what they're going
to
have to do.
What they have to do is they have to put some, you know, like in police training where they're going through the building and then like cardboard cutouts of people pop out?
Pop out, yeah.
They have to do that, but with deer in Dayton.
With deer? Yeah.
Cardboard cutout of a deer almost like goes like this. Everyone will slow right down.
There's a ton of deer on that road anyway.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't kill the deer on that road.
You don't even need cardboard cutouts.
Yeah, Tom hit a deer in Brockton.
Did the airplane spin all the way into the ditch?
Yeah.
And it was so funny because I drove by that area. I didn't even see a deer. And I was like, I called Tom. I'm like, did you hit a deer on Brockton? He's like, yeah, how did you know? And I'm like, I don't know. I just got a weird feeling that you did.
What?
Yeah, remember?
Yeah, literally, I just clipped the bed. Didn't kill the deer. Just clipped his rear end.
Oh, I thought you killed it.
I'm pretty sure you killed it.
Yeah, it's probably dead someplace.
I'm sure it's with the kids right now.
No,
it's probably dead by now considering that was 30 years ago.
It's dragging its broken leg around all these years.
Really nice.
Deer don't handle that kind of thing very well.
I thought I hit a raccoon one time, and I cried for like half an hour.
A raccoon?
But I couldn't find it.
You got out and looked?
Yeah.
For a rabid raccoon who was hurt.
Check to see how the car's doing, but beyond that.
No, I wanted to see if I hit it or not, because I thought I hit it, and
you're
then I couldn't find it, and then I cried for half an hour.
Don't worry about a thing.
I've hit a bird before. That was very interesting.
Yeah, I fly right into my car.
I've hit deer,
hit birds.
I've never hit a deer.
Well, you drive hit, like as much as all of us combined times 10.
So. As much as you drive. Sure, you've hit everything.
I've hit any small children or people.
Clipped a couple pedestrians.
My favorite was as a teenager, I hit a tree and then freaked out and hit the tree again. And my dad was watching.
Whoops.
And I took off and then I came back and he's like, I still want to know why you hit the tree the second time.
Right. He's like, well, I was texting and driving. So now
my hands are long before texting. I was a teenager. I was a teenager, but I have no idea how I hit that tree twice.
I remember I was driving.
I didn't knock it down the first time, damn it.
I was driving a Chrysler Sebring convertible going up to Passolt's cabin up in Hayward, Wisconsin.
Thing. Great town.
I'm going up there with Johnny Castino. You're probably too young to remember Johnny. He was a rookie of the year with the Twins back in.
Clams Castino.
Yep. Castino, great guy. And by the way, he said, you know, the family shortened our name when we moved here from Italy. And I said, why? He goes, well, Italians weren't all that popular back then. And I said, well, your name is Castino. What kind of name did they think of that way? He goes, well, it was Castagnino. So what?
Yeah, that's not really a big change.
Right, you took three letters out. Yeah. Calm down.
Well, I feel like Castagnino, you could say you're from basically anywhere, and people would be like, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. Sure.
It's this is a Yugoslavic name. Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah,
there you go. But Castino is very decidedly Italian.
Extremely Italian.
And when you're saying it in an Italian accent, it doesn't matter what you say.
Yeah,
it doesn't
matter. Well, that's true.
Everything sounds Italian when you say it like my dad at an Italian restaurant.
I used to love that one. Don
Rickles. Some garlic bread.
It's pronounced.
We're at an Olive Garden, Dad. Cool it.
I've never even been at Olive Garden. I was at an Olive Garden once with my mother.
I have never been in Olive Garden.
Oh, my mother wanted to take it all away. I love the Olive Garden.
Is that one still up the block here? There was one at the end of
the
block.
Oh, yeah, there was.
Did it close?
No.
Yeah, it was moved down the road because of where the Macaroni Grill is.
I
always love people that, especially in the service industry, you'll get like chefs that will talk to their line cooks and they'll say English words but with like a Hispanic accent. And I'm like, that doesn't help understand anything. You just sound like an idiot now.
Yeah.
Like what?
Well, like they'll be like, whatever. They'll be like, we need something quickly, and they'll say it like in like a Spanish accent.
El Quico.
Well, they won't go like that bad.
I don't know if it's that bad.
Some people do that.
Right. Like, they'll do it without even noticing half the time because they're used to either trying to speak broken Spanish to the cooks. So then when they go back to English, they're like, still put the accent on.
Like, just say it in English.
What happened with clams on the way to Hayward?
We're driving on I-70. Not I-70. It was Highway 70 in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And we're driving down the road. Castino's in the passenger seat. I'm driving. We're driving along, and all of a sudden I see the something. You know, it's kind of, I'm looking straight ahead, but I see something happening over here. I look over, and a deer jumped right over car as we're going down the highway.
They do that if they can.
I mean, if that thing had been lower, it would have killed both of us.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't understand what the thought process is. I mean, it's a deer. They don't really
want to jump over a car.
But it's like, why not just wait until the car's gone? Yeah. Why do they have to, like, race it?
There's that goose by Grandpa's place that just walks back and forth in the street all day.
Geese just don't give a crap.
It's just this one goose that walks kind of sideways.
Well, he's always in the road.
How do you know it's one goose?
You can tell, by the way. Like, its neck is doing a... It's a very specific...
He's clearly guarding a nest because there's wetland on both sides of the road.
And he walks, like, sideways, and
he's got that, like, cranked up neck, like he's going to hurt somebody.
And he's walking back and forth. And
you guys know a lot about this.
We see him every day.
Geese do not have a fear response. You could, like... I don't know. You could send an army with machine guns after them, and they just wouldn't even care.
With machine guns after a goose.
I'm a goose. You can't hurt me.
What are we going after, Captain? That goose.
I'm afraid of geese.
That goose with the cock neck.
With the cock neck.
I wouldn't want to go anywhere near that.
It's true. Their nature is sociopaths.
I was on a run around Normandale Lake last summer, and I was with the dogs, and it was like right when all the geese had their babies, so there were probably 100 geese in this area, and I could not run by because I had my dogs, and so every time they'd see us, the geese would come hissing at us, and these two women were out on a hike, and they were like, just stand behind us. They were like 75-year-old women out just hiking. They were like, stand behind us. We'll cover you. And so I was like holding my dogs behind these women. And then I was like, thank you, because they saw me trying to go past these geese, and every time all the geese would just rush at me.
Just gotta get a goose costume for your dogs.
Yeah. Get a goose costume.
And the dogs weren't barking at them or anything, but the geese were just like, I'll kill you.
Yeah.
I just
want to
run. Please leave me alone.
Bring a shield.
Yeah.
The dogs didn't bark at him?
No.
No, most dogs know better than to mess with geese after they're a certain age.
Not Jude.
Jude, he hates the turkeys, too.
He hates turkeys.
No. Yeah, but most dogs are like, oh, they'll come after me. I'm not going to fight them.
They'll bark at the turkeys in our backyard, but not, like, out and about.
Huh. Right.
Not just random turkeys.
Right. They got to know the turkeys.
Do.
Yeah. So.
I suppose that's true.
Are we done?
Yes, we're done.
Let's wrap this
apparently,
up.
Apparently we are done. Well, a couple of segments did go a little long, so you're right. That's going to do it. We'll talk to you tomorrow with the family.
Boom.